I'm an engineer, so my real purpose is something that's useful. And it is interesting to extrapolate how improvement can be made, and if it is made, how important it is to serve mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is one of the, at this moment of my life, I still feel that it is not the invention of something that's important. It is how we can utilize it to improve life.
Yes,
and be important. Unfortunately, the world these days is we are contaminated by the sort of competitive forces to say, you must say, I did something better than the other.
Mm.
And so the advertising people want to generate things that boosts something up to possibly to beyond what one should claim. And in some ways, I feel that, for instance, we now can use computers to do very, very many things. You can do many, many things that's weird and wonderful. But to what extent we need them is still not clear. The bubble burst recently of technology, particularly the IT bubble, was overblown. So it's collapsed. Well, obviously, it is very important that we push that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the peripheral way that people look at it and gets very excited are based on very thin evidence. And so I think we all should say, here are some useful tools. Are they going to be really helpful for us?
Mm-hmm.
And we should question these things carefully and use them appropriately.
Yes.
But that's sort of a typical engineering way of answering questions.
Were there any unexpected uses for it that you suddenly found somebody who's able to do things with it that you thought, oh, that's a great way of using it that,
yes,
that perhaps we hadn't expected?
I'm certain that if one anything, I mean, there are so many things that people have very good ideas. So I really don't know which ones are quotable. However, the importance is that we need to be aware of what are things that are useful to us and how do we use it in order that we could improve our life. If we go to the extreme and say, okay, we want to live forever, that may be challenging a very different rules.
Mm.
Because the question is, why do you want to live that long? That sort of question could come up. For pure aim to improve longevity, fine, I suppose you can do that. But what the person is going to go through in terms of the suffering, in terms of all sorts of things, we don't know. and many, many things are much more important, much more difficult to explain. And as an engineer, I tend to not think about those aspect too much.
Mm.
There are lots of things that we could do.